You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. We've brought you stories about immigration before on this show, and today we've got something a little different. Not a reporter telling a traditional story. We're throwing out those rules. This is a personal essay of sorts from our partners at the BBC and their correspondent in Mexico, Will Grant, about a group of women who help migrants heading north.
At the sound of the approaching train, a gaggle of student volunteers burst into action. It's coming," they yell, grabbing crates of semi-prepared bags of food and armfuls of water bottles before dashing towards the tracks. Not las patronas, though. They barely look up from their cooking. After almost 20 years of this work and countless false alarms, the women know the difference between the sound of a petrochemical transport train, on which migrants never travel, and the noise of la bestia, meaning the beast, the famous freight train which thunders through their tiny village every day. It is on the rooftops of this latter cargo train that scores of men, women and children make their thankless journey north to the United States. Este no es, that's not the one, says Julia Ramirez as she bags up portions of rice, one of a dozen or so local women to have dedicated their lives to this simple humanitarian task. Sure enough, 2 minutes later the students re-emerge, sheepishly clutching the same crates and bottles of water, perhaps a little more aware that, when it comes to migrants, these largely uneducated women know a lot more than them. The story of how Las Patronas first emerged has been told so many times by the protagonists over the years that the exact characters and events have almost become interchangeable. Nevertheless, Norma Romero recounts the story of how, 19 years ago, she and her sister were standing at the side of the railroad tracks carrying their grocery bags. We were walking home with bread and milk for breakfast, Norma remembers, but the train came by and blocked our path. As we were waiting for it to pass, a group of people on one of the wagons shouted at us, "Madre, we're hungry." And then another group came by and the same thing, "Madre, we're hungry." So my sister threw them her bread and her carton of milk, and then I did the same. Arriving home empty-handed that morning, they expected to be punished for having given away the family breakfast. Instead, their mother, the indomitable Doña Leonida, encouraged them. The plan was to make 30 simple meals of corn tortillas, rice and beans and throw them onto the train as it passed. The young girls had no idea that the people they'd helped were making their way to the United States in search of work. We always thought they were just adventurous Mexicans who were discovering our country by travelling for free, says Norma. Today, almost 2 decades later, those 30 daily meals have grown tenfold as the women cook for the thousands of migrants who flash past their village every week. In the process, their humble idea has become one of the most respected humanitarian organizations in Mexico, for which Las Patronas were awarded the country's top human rights prize last year. Standing on the banks of the railroad, I watch as the huge train rumbles past. The migrants, their arms outstretched, grab a potentially life-saving bag of food from Norma, Julia and the other patronas. Patrona generally means boss or employer in Spanish, but the word has a religious connotation too, meaning patron saint. For the migrants, as they shout a grateful gracias before disappearing over the horizon, the name could hardly be more apt.
That's Will Grant, the BBC's Mexico correspondent.